now, Cecil, wait a minute. I'll bet you think that something's wrong.
That's funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, isn't it? I'll bet you thought that was Mrs. Mason I was talking to on the phone.
Well, if it was, she was in two places at once.
Wouldn't that be funny, Cecil, if a person could be two places at once? I never did think of that before.
You asked me to wait. All right, what for?
Goodness, just think if a person could be two places at once, you could sleep all day while your other self was awake.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Oh, wait, Cecil. I'll bet you're mad.
No. Why should I be?
That's right. Why should you be? Cecil, was that really Mrs. Mason that rang the doorbell while I was phoning?
Yes. She rang the doorbell while she was talking to you on the telephone.
Are you sure it was her?
Don't I know her?
I didn't say you didn't.
Well, I do.
Now, Cecil, don't try to start an argument. I didn't say you didn't know her.
She was out on your front porch. She wanted to know if Mr. Smith was here.
Oh, I see. What'd you tell her?
She said no. And I asked her if she'd been over here a little while ago ringing the doorbell, and she said that she hadn't.
You don't believe her, do you, Cecil?
She wasn't. You know it wasn't her before.
I didn't say she wasn't. I just asked you if you believed her.
Yeah, and here you told me you were talking to her on the telephone.
Oh, Cecil, I think that's an awfully funny joke.
Yeah, it kills me.
I have something I think you ought to know, Cecil.
All right, I'm listening. I'm still here.
Well, it's this. When I told you that it was Mrs. Mason on the telephone, it wasn't.
I know that much. You deceived me, that's what.
No, I didn't, Cecil. I didn't really say that it was Mrs. Mason.
Sally Smith, you can stand there and say that?
No, I didn't. I just called him Mrs. Mason. I just said, hello, Mrs. Mason. See, I didn't say to you that it was Mrs. Mason, now did I?
Well, no, you didn't say it was. But you kept saying, yes, Mrs. Mason, and no, Mrs. Mason.
There, see? I didn't deceive you. Just because I call somebody a different name doesn't have to be them.
All right, well, why did you do it? Who was it then?
Oh, who was it, and why did I do it?
Yeah, why did you do it?
You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Well, Cecil, I didn't want you to get peeved.
Why would I? Golly, it's nothing to me who phones your house.
Oh, then you wouldn't care who it was?
No. But I don't see why you wanted me to think it was old Widow Mason.
Oh, then it wouldn't make any difference who it was.
No. Who was it really? Sybil?
No, Cecil. It was Alexander.
Oh, Alexander, huh?
Well, now what are you sneering about?
Oh, so it was him. Ho, ho. Now I know all.
Now, Cecil, you said you wouldn't get mad.
Oh, I'm not. So at last. It was that worm in the grass. Well, so that's who it was at last. Well.
Oh, goodness. Now stop saying at last, like you found out something.
Yeah, I have. Oh, not that I care. So it was Alexander, and you called him Mrs. Mason.
Yes, I didn't want you to know who it was.
Yeah, somebody ought to call him names, the big sissy. What do you have to phone over here for?
But, Cecil, you said you didn't care who it was.
Well, I don't care. But what's to stop me from wondering why he did?
Oh, goodness, you want to know a lot of things.
Yeah, don't tell me if you don't want to. I can see you don't.
Cecil, please don't get mad at me.
Why should I? You didn't do anything. You're just hiding Alexander, that's all. I can't see what you're seeing, that... I don't see it at all.
Cecil, he was coming over here, and I told him not to.
I'm sorry you did. I wish he had come over here.
But, Cecil, I thought you didn't like him.
I don't, but if he came over here, I'd sock him one.
But, Cecil, you haven't any reason to hit Alexander.
I could make up one. Oh, if you knew how that guy gripes me.
You're not going home now, are you, Cecil?
Why not? Here I come over to your house and apologize for getting peeved and say that I'm sorry. And what do you do? What I'm asking you?
Well, I say I'm glad that we made up.
No, you don't. You start answering the telephone and have doorbells ring. And say, by the way, who was at the door when you wouldn't answer it?
Cecil, you can think of more things to want to know.
You don't have to tell me. There's no law that makes you.
Yes, but Cecil, don't look like someone stepped on your toe.
Oh, now let go, Sally. Don't. I'm mad. I mean, I'm not mad. I just don't care.
I'll tell you who was ringing the doorbell when I wouldn't answer it if you promised me something.
What?
That you won't go home.
I don't want to know who it was.
All right, I won't tell you then.
All right, I'll stay a little while.
Well, Cecil, it was Alexander.
Someday I'm going to pop him so hard. Golly.
Well, see, so you'll bite your tongue.
So that's who it was. Why didn't you rush out and fall on his neck?
I didn't want to see him.
Why didn't you?
I wanted to stay here with you.
Well, all right.
I did, really, Cecil. I didn't want to see Alexander. I wanted to stay here with you alone.
Well, all right. It's just that, well, I don't think he's worth all that trouble. It's not that I care. Oh, golly, why should I care?
Well, yes, Cecil, why should you care?
Well, I don't. If there was anybody I knew, I just wouldn't want them to be seen with a ham like that.
Well, that's what I thought, so that's why I wouldn't answer the doorbell.
It's just that I don't like it. He's nothing to me, and I'm not jealous of him, because I'd admit it, but I'm not. Why should I be?
I didn't say you were, Cecil.
Well, what are you snickering to yourself for?
Oh, I was just rubbing my nose.
Someday I'm going to have a terrible battle with that egg.
Oh, Cecil, why do you want to fight him?
I just like to scramble him.
But Cecil, Alexander is heavier than you are.
Yeah, just a big goose egg.
I think you're funny, Cecil.
Listen, did you know Alexander was coming over tonight?
Why should I know he was coming over here?
Now, that's not answering. If you didn't, how'd you know who was ringing the bell?
Why, of course I knew, Cecil. Oh, let's forget him. I'm happy now.
Oh, well, I just happened to wonder. What made him come over here tonight?
Oh, Cecil, you don't want to know.
Oh, sure I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's kind of funny.
No, you don't, Cecil. You don't want to know anything about Alexander. Now, do you?
Just why he happened to be over here tonight, that's all.
Well, if you really want to know.
Oh, I'm asking you.
Well, before you came over and I thought you were mad and wouldn't see me anymore, I phoned up Alexander.
You phoned him? What for?
Well, I thought I'd ask him to come over and see me. You were mad at me, and I didn't want to be here all alone.
You really asked him to come over and see you?
Yes, it's funny, isn't it?
Well, I'm a warm milkweed. So that's why he came over.
Yes, I was going to use him to make you jealous.
Oh, you were. You invited him over. Well...
Yes, I phoned him. That's why I knew who it was.
Sally... I just remembered, I've got to go. Aunt Bess wanted me to do something.
Oh, Cecil, well, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I just got to go, that's all.
Oh, Cecil, I've said something.
No, you haven't.
What did I do?
What did you do? You asked Alexander over. You asked him. You did.
But only because I thought you would never be over again.
It's all right. What'll Alexander think? Next time he sees me, he'll brag about how you chase after him.
But, Cecil, I didn't. I just phoned him.
Oh, isn't that bad enough? Oh, that guy.
Oh, Cecil, where are you going?
Home. I'll see you sometime.
Cecil, you know what I'm going to do?
Phone Alexander again?
No. Yes, I will. Alexander wouldn't act mean like you do. He'd talk to me.
Are you really going to phone him again?
Yes. You're going home, and I'll be here all alone.
Who said they were going home? I guess you want to get rid of me. Well, I won't go. I don't have to. I'm going to stay right here with you. I hope you don't think I'm the kind of fellow that would leave you alone.
Can't you take a joke?